Writer Edwige Dantica was born in Haiti and lived there until the age of 12 when she joined her immigrant parents in Brooklyn. Last year, at age 25, she published her acclaimed first novel, Breath, Eyes, Memory, which probed into hidden Haitian traditions and how they affect women's lives. Dantica has a new collection of short stories titled Crick Crack, and book critic Maureen Corrigan says Dantica has clinched her reputation as a literary phenomenon.
When Haitian storytellers call out crick, the correct response is crack. It's a kind of ritualized riddle to aid the storytellers into their tales. Edwige Dantica calls out crick, we answer crack, and so begins this hypnotic short story cycle about life in Haiti under the Tonton Macoutes and the Haitian experience in America. Dantica's tales give us what the nightly news won't, a sense of the individual people who've been lumped together under the labels of refugee, detainee, and unwelcome immigrant. The opening story, Children of the Sea, consists of a series of unmailed letters between a teenaged girl and her lover, a student dissident who's fled Haiti in an overcrowded boat whose sails are made of semen-stained sheets. The girl describes how one night she and her parents listened as soldiers pounded a neighbor woman to death. The girl's mother cried out to her father, "You cannot let them kill somebody just because you are afraid." "Oh, yes," her father answered, "you can let them kill somebody because you are afraid." Meanwhile, on the sinking boat, the girl's lover throws his writing notebook overboard and prepares to follow. The next few stories describe the life in Haiti that the doomed boat people left behind, a nightmare compounded out of murderous superstitions and grisly politics set on an improbably beautiful fantasy island. Dantica's stories focus on women, and as the series moves along, you gradually realize these women are related to one another in an extended family of sorrow. The mood lightens in the last section of Crick Crack, which takes place in Brooklyn's burgeoning Haitian community. Semi-safe in America, Dantica's characters have the luxury of indulging in homesickness as well as humor. Caroline's Wedding is the dazzler of this collection. It deserves a choice spot on the literary Ellis Island of great immigrant stories. In it, a narrator named Gracina and her mother struggle to accept her sister Caroline's approaching marriage to a non-Haitian. The story is a welter of transplanted island images. We hear about the blood-red panties the women wear to ward off the ghostly advances of dead men, and the bone soup Gracina's mother makes to ward off Caroline's fiancé. But in the end, potent voodoo cooking loses out to the more alluring flavors of the American melting pot. Dantica has talked in interviews about her parents' displeasure at her decision to become a writer. Their attitude is understandable. After all, in Haiti, writers are routinely tortured and killed. In the epilogue to Crick Crack, Dantica recalls her mother's anger. "There are 999 women who went before you and worked their fingers to coconut rind so that you can stand before me holding that torn old notebook. I would rather you had spit in my face." But what Dantica has done with her old notebook of stories is much like what the lovers in Children of the Sea attempt with their unsent letters. She's kept the connections alive between Haiti and the world beyond, between people who live with an awareness of evil and others who drown themselves in forgetfulness.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Crick Crack by Edwige Dantica.